The first study to look over a long period of time at parenting asked, does the amount of time mothers spend with their kids matter? The answer, with teens, yes. With kids, no. And a stressed-out mom may actually harm a child. Co-author Kei Namaguchi, Associate Professor of Sociology at Bowling Green State University, is here. And we know you looked at time diaries being kept by mothers. What were you looking for?
So we wanted to look at the amount of time, the share amount of time mothers spend with kids. And we looked at two different types of time. So one we call accessible time, meaning that mothers are available to children, but not necessarily involved in activities, interacting with kids. And the other type is what we call engaged time. So where mothers are actively interacting with children. So mothers may be eating together with their kids, or maybe watching television with their kids, reading to their kids.
So after you looked at the amount of time that mothers were spending with their kids, engaged with their kids, as opposed to just being accessible somewhere in the house, how did you measure the levels of success that kids had?
First, we looked at children aged 3 to 11, and we looked at four outcomes, including externalizing problems, and internalizing problems, and reading score and math score. And then we linked the mother's time to each of these outcomes.
And most mothers are thinking you're going to tell them that the mother that spent the most engaged time with their children had children who had, for instance, the highest math scores, yes?
So that was the belief. But then findings show that there's no relationship.
None.
No association, right?
None. Were you surprised?
To some extent, yes, because our society as a culture, we have been believing that more mothers' time should be related to better outcomes of children.
Well, and you also remind us that mothers are spending more time with their children. In fact, mothers now in America are spending more time with their kids than stay-at-home moms might have done in the 70s.
Right. So especially when we look focused on the engaged time.
But what are you saying? You're not saying that engaged time between mothers and their children is not good for the children.
No, we are not saying that. We're just saying that there is no statistical relationship.
Well, what about the teenage years? Because the study seemed to have a slightly different finding there.
Right. So for teenagers, in terms of externalizing problems and internalized problems and academic outcomes, we didn't see any effect, but we looked at three kinds of risky behavior, substance use, delinquent behavior, and involvement in sexual behavior. And among these three measures, we found that mothers' engaged time with kids is related to less likelihood teenagers involving in delinquent behavior.
Yeah, and we want to be clear here because we understand the more time parents, if there are two parents, spend with teens, there's less drug abuse. But you're saying that it's the mother engaging with a teen that has to do with less delinquent behavior.
Right. So when mothers are spending time with their kids, actively doing something together, so that is related to less delinquent behavior. Yeah. Among teens.
Well, as we've been saying, this runs up against the current thinking that, mothers in particular, working mothers, beating themselves up, thinking that they need to spend more time with their kids. What are you hearing from them after your outcomes?
Well, actually, we are getting overwhelming reactions from mothers and fathers, and also probably non-parents. Working mothers felt very relieved because they were really stressed out to make time with their kids while they have other things to do. But then there are other voices that they still, this is unbelievable, this research finding. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is hard to believe. That's Kei Namaguchi, Associate Professor of Sociology at Bowling Green State University and one of three authors of the study, Does the Amount of Time Mothers Spend with Children or Adolescents Matter? It's published in this month's Journal of Marriage and Family. It's sending shockwaves. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Quality time does matter, but the quantity, maybe not so much. We'll link you to the research at hereandnow.org.